want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, peanut butter. If you're like most people, you can be transported to a dream state when eating peanut butter. If you're like me, the dream is a long one. It involves various forms, stages of life, battles with a sibling over who got the last spoonful, issues of textures, and the divination of the knife's scrapings on the clawed bottom of an empty jar. I can be standing in my professional kitchen with food many would dream of eating all about me, and if my wife, Janet, tells me over the phone she is eating peanut butter on crackers with jam, it makes me wistful and wanting. Of course, I know that the jam is homemade strawberry jam she made herself with a killer recipe she perfected, with almost none of my help, but that's another word on food. Vending machines held peanut butter and cracker constructions when I was a little child and visiting Miami Beach with my parents in the 1950s. I knew from that time on that I would eventually live here. The peanut butter was, no doubt, a major contributing factor. For an 8-year streak in the 1960s, the bag lunch I brought to my Midwestern grade school invariably contained a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It was the stoner food of my post-adolescent years, and it's the comfort food of whatever this phase is called I'm now in. The peanut plant probably originated in Peru or Brazil. No fossil records prove this, but people in South America made pottery in the shape of peanuts or decorated jars with peanuts as far back as 3,500 years ago. The Incas were the first to make something akin to what we now know as peanut butter. They made it into a paste as early as 950 BC. The peanut crop emigrated from there back to Africa by way of early explorers and then traveled to Spain, ultimately to be traded with the American colonies. Kind of a roundabout way to go farm to table, but we still see plenty of that twisted logic taking place today. Peanut crops were first commercially grown in Virginia and in North Carolina by the mid-1800s. Of course, we learned in grade school, after our peanut butter and jelly sandwich lunch, if we were lucky, that George Washington Carver discovered 300 uses for peanuts. It went way beyond peanut butter for that brilliant agricultural chemist. He also made paper, ink, and various oils out of peanuts down at his lab in Tuskegee, but he never patented peanut butter because he believed that all food products were gifts from God. My theory is that he was high on peanut butter when he made that rule for himself. Others were less benevolent and patented away. Peanut butter is made all around the world today. The allure of Indonesian satays relies on peanut butter. There are Mexican moles made with chicken stock, chilies, and creamy peanut butter. China and the United States are the leading exporters. In Holland, peanut butter is called pindakaas, which translates as peanut cheese. This was due to the fact that the term butter was protected. Warning, menu writing is a very tricky business. I would never have fallen under the charms of a peanut cheese and jelly sandwich back in grade school days. Now, I would be lying if I were to say that I'm the peanut butter champ in our family. My younger sister, Bette, holds that title. She adores peanut butter. I'd say she's almost nuts about it. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.